KB4MMW, KB2HXS.
K4WCL. John here, how you doing?
Hey, HXS here. Just out and about trying to get customers cool again.
It's been a hot stretch for sure. Do you usually work on Sundays, or whenever somebody needs you is when you work?
Yes and no to both questions. Well, basically what I try and do, I try not to schedule like regular maintenance calls on the weekend, and I only do emergency calls on the weekend if systems are down or something. But ordinarily I don't like to work on the weekend, but I do when I have to. I can't leave people stranded, you know.
Isn't every call to the HVAC guy an emergency? Because you ain't calling because it's cool. Anyway, well, our system is humming along. We've been in Georgia for 4 days. We're on the way back right now. We're over in Oconee County, just coming into the big city of Westminster, if you know where that is, Dave.
Too familiar with where that is, but, you know, welcome back. Yeah, but I'm heading home now. I did what I had to do today, and I'm heading back to the house to enjoy the rest of my day. And then tomorrow I start again. The customer I just went to now, I don't have the parts to repair it, so I got to go get a motor in the morning and bring it back and plop it back in.
Well, you can't carry all the parts in the vehicle, so I'm sure your customer was probably not that happy about that, but probably also very understanding.
Well, the kick in the pants is the fact that I did have one of these motors in the truck the other day. I just hadn't I've been selling motors and capacitors all year, and I just didn't replace that one motor yet, and that's unfortunate, but I'll get it in the morning. They got a couple of window units, so they're okay tonight.
We have a portable unit that we keep around for emergencies, but anyway, everything, like I said, is humming along. I think the air conditioner likes it when we go away for a couple days. We give it a rest. I don't turn it off. I turn it up to like 81 or 82, but I started bringing the temperature down slowly yesterday evening, and it's sitting at 75 right now, and everything's working well. So, anyway, with all the work you've probably been doing, have you had much time for ham radio?
Yeah. Yes and no. You know, I talk on the radio when I'm in the car, obviously. You know, when I have a minute or two between phone calls. But, man, I get home and I get in my chair and put the feet up and the cats jump all over me and I'm done. I don't want to move, you know.
Think about it on a Saturday night. We have a little ride-to group. I say we, meaning a bunch of my ham friends in Northeast Georgia. We get on 75 meters around. Well, we used to get on 38-25, but another group has been on there, so we've been on 38-28. But if you ever think about it, 9:30, 10 o'clock on a Saturday, come join us. Shane gets in there with us, and you probably know Matthew, WW4JET, he gets in there.
Actually, talked to Matthew on the phone. I believe I instructed him on a couple of things on an air conditioner and got him straightened away, you know, on a phone consultation, but never actually met him. But all right, is that in the general portion of the band, or do I have to be an extra?
General portion. We don't want to exclude anybody, so yeah, it's in the general portion. And yeah, Matthew told me that you helped him with I think it was a thermostat, wasn't it? He had a thermostat issue?
No, even simpler than that, the trap was backed up in his drain and it shut the system down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember. That was right after you came. That was was right after you came to visit me. And like the week later, he got back from one of his flying gigs. And I gave him your number, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. In fact, I logged it into my phone. Hey, am I mistaken? Does Matt reprogram the Kenwood commercial radios? I got a Kenwood radio for a GMRS. I need to get it reprogrammed.
Doesn't? He probably knows someone that does because he does do GMRS.
Maybe you talk to him before I have a chance to. Can you maybe pass that a message along and see if he knows somebody?
There's a few guys back in Georgia, but that would be a lot of having to meet up and get a radio and bring it to somebody. Hopefully he knows somebody here locally that does that.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. And the guy I bought it from, he programmed it up for me, but it's not the right PLs for the local repeaters. So I always want to get it, get them changed.
I didn't realize that Kenwood makes a very nice handheld. I was looking at somebody's Kenwood commercial handheld at Field Day. Boy, that was a really nice radio.
Oh, yeah, Kenwood's a good radio. That, in fact, one of my first HTs, one of my very first ham radios, was an old Kenwood 2600. I think it was an FD2600 HT. And it had dip switches on the back of the radio right where the battery split on. And you set the dip switches for your PL tones, depending on what repeater you were on.
Dave, I think I have the same radio. That thing looks like an old brick cell phone, if I'm not mistaken. And it was just 2 meters only. I think I have that same radio.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Yeah, I tell you what I just picked up, though. I picked up an FT60R, which is a dual band, Yaesu FT60R dual band HT. I think they had it on sale for $139. I was like, yeah, I'll take one of those. I know it's an older radio, but it's a great little radio.
See, what do you think about it, Dave? These modern radios have all these fun and features, and how many of them do you really use?
No, an HT, I want FM, 2 meter or 440. I'm not buying a Baofeng. I'm not buying a Bitecs or whatever the heck they are, the Wuxons. I won't buy that stuff because the receivers on them are terrible. They're junk. They're cheaply made. I buy something decent. I buy one of the big three.
I'll tell you, and this is just my opinion, TYT makes a good radio. I have several TYT handy talkies. And I've got a TYT mobile radio. They're all DMR radios, but they also do FM very well. Very rugged. I don't know if you've had any experience with TYT, but of all the Chinese brands, that's the one I think is the best.
Yeah, I have not had any experience with any of the Wuxons or anything. Now, I think Wuxon is one of the better radios. I know they have a mobile it's wide-banded, it'll do the GMRS and, VHF, UHF, and all that. But, like, the radio I'm talking on now is an old radio. It's an old ICOM IC7000. It's an all-mode, all-band radio, and it works quite well for me.
IC7000, that's the radio that replaced the 706, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. I had the 706 Mark IIG in my truck, in my tractor, my Kenworth way back in the day. And then that one took a powder. It just quit on me. It's so old now, nobody wants to repair them anymore. So I've got a bunch of these IC7000s. I got four of them. I got one in my car, one in the wife's car, one on my bench, and one is a spare.
I'm surprised they still don't make that, but guess their mobile radio now. I'm trying to think, what is ICOM's mobile all-mode, all-band radio? I know they got the 705, but that's a QRP radio. Help me out here, Dave. Does ICOM even make a radio like that anymore?
No. I honestly don't know. I really haven't looked at buying a new mobile radio in a long time. The only other mobile radio that I had was the 2730 dual band, and that one, I goofed up on that one. I tried to do the mod on it and wound up destroying it. I burned it up. But, no, I don't really know. I don't know. KB2HX has mobile for ID. I think the only other mobile radio, let me see if I have this. The only other mobile radio that it comes close to this is the 991. But I think that's Yaesu, right?
Right, 991's a Yaesu. I have an old Yaesu FT857, which is like that 7000. It's all mode, all band. And I built it into a Go Box, a little portable station. It's a nice radio. And you know, Yaesu's got the, what is it, 891 now. But the 891 is a mobile HF radio with 6 meters. It does not have 2 meters and 440.
Now, it's the 991 has an all mode, all everything. The Yaesu 991.
Yeah, but they make the 891 too, which is a mobile HF radio. But I think the 991 would be a little bit large to have in a vehicle, especially, you know, today's vehicles where you don't have a whole lot of room to put anything.
Isn't that the truth? Anyway, John, let me get out of here. I'm on my block here. I'm about ready to pull into my driveway. I'm going to go in the house and get cooled off. You have a good afternoon, sir. Oh, my God. Is it W4CLK?
WCL. You're close. All right. Well, good to chat with you on the radio, Dave, and not on the telephone. Usually the telephone means there's a problem. So you go rest up, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be up for a couple weeks. I don't know when we're going back yet. But in any event, we'll chat again soon, I hope. KB2H. HKX, I think that's your call, K4WCO, and I'm getting pretty close to the point where I can't get into the repeater anyway, so, 7-3, Dave.
Okay, John, yeah, you messed up my call too, no worries. It's KB2HXS, Hotel X-Rays, yeah. Have a good afternoon, 73, KB2HXS, gone.